Unit 2.
Hi there. Welcome to Environmental Science Today. We have a special guest to talk about the atmosphere. Welcome to our show, Dr. Suzuki.
Thank you for having me.
Can you explain the layers of the atmosphere?
Well, the atmosphere of the Earth contains many layers. The highest layer is the exosphere, around 10,000 kilometers high. The next highest is the thermosphere, or ionosphere. It's around 690 kilometers high.
I see. That must be pretty high up there.
Yeah, that's where the space shuttle flies. The aurora borealis occurs at about 100 kilometers high. Meteors occur in the next level, the mesosphere, 85 kilometers up. The mesosphere also contains the ozone layer.
I see. Isn't the next level the stratosphere?
You're right. The stratosphere is 50 kilometers high. Weather balloons usually fly there.
Okay. Are we getting closer to home?
Yes, finally. Closest to us is the troposphere. This level is from 6 to 20 kilometers high. And is about where the top of Mount Everest is. Airplanes fly at that level too.
Wow! I guess that's the part of the atmosphere with which we have the most contact.
Right. All layers of the atmosphere help protect us from harmful ultraviolet rays of the sun. Most weather and clouds are found in this layer.
Well, I certainly want to be protected from the sun's harmful rays.
Yes. Ultraviolet rays are very powerful. Did you know that the atmosphere is a mixture of 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and 1% other gases? The atmosphere gets thinner and thinner as it reaches space.
That's interesting. I guess the atmosphere not only blocks harmful rays of the sun from reaching us, but it also traps heat in, making it comfortable for us here on Earth.
You're right. I think the Earth is a unique place because it has such an atmosphere.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Suzuki.